What is in my back pocket that's hurting my butt?
Nothing.
Bones. There's nothing there.
Your butt. It's probably your butt.
Your oddly shaped butt.
Do you keep an extra butt in your butt? Hello and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Jesse.
Try that again. You. Just say it.
And I'm Ryan.
Yes.
What was wrong with the first time?
You didn't work.
Okay.
And welcome to Leaky Studios Podcast. This is Guyton.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Jesse. What's up?
Nothing
welcome
much.
Back to the studio.
I'm home.
It's been a while.
Yerp. I'm back from the isolation booth.
And I hope you've learned from your time there.
No.
Well, now that we brought you out, we can go on to your turn, since you were not able to hear your partner's answers in the isolation booth.
Yes.
That's how, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the number one answer still on the board?
No, we took it down. The game is over now.
Oh, no.
Oh, is this Family Feud?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know what we were talking about.
Okay.
Bum, ba, bum.
That's Price is Right, though.
God damn it.
I like how you're just a big enough person to drink from a pitcher instead of
anyone is a big enough person to drink from a pitcher. Trust.
That's true.
Well, no, it's like, you know those big bottles of Brooklyn Lager?
Yes.
I have to drink one of the big bottles to make it look like a normal size bottle.
Yes.
Yeah.
My hands are far too small for this normal sized bottle of beer.
That's like Buckethead. He is like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
So he called up Gibson and got them to make him a double size flying V.
Oh, man.
So it would look like a regular size flying V.
What about Foghat? What sort of humorously differently sized guitar does he play?
I don't know. His name is Foghat.
Foghat's, I'm pretty sure, not a person.
Yeah, Foghat is like a band, I think. I don't know much about Foghat.
I thought Buckethead was a band, too.
I know that there was like an episode of, I think, Friends, where
they get really into Foghat?
No, where, like, one of the...
Is it called the one where we get really into Foghat? Or where they get really into Foghat? Friends was named like that, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was Seinfeld. No, it was Friends.
There was one episode where one of the girls...
The
like,
one where everyone jerks off Chandler. The one with the cucumber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, she starts dating a guy who's in a Foghat tribute band. And he's like, well, there's a lot of competition.
Stinky Cat, right?
What?
Smelly Cat?
I don't know.
Smelly Cat.
Yeah. Like, there's
these
a lot
are
of
the things that I know about Friends.
I don't know anything about Friends.
There's a fountain.
Except that they had, like, a Foghat episode, maybe. It might not have been Friends. It might have been a different sitcom. But, like, the joke was, there's a lot of competition being a Foghat tribute band. And they're like, oh, yeah, with who? And he's like, Foghat.
Clearly. It's just like with Like of the Conchords.
Like of the Conchords.
I'm sorry?
Like of the Conchords. It's a Flight of the Conchords cover band,
yeah.
Tribute band, and they're just a little bit more popular than Flight of the Conchords.
They just do all our songs.
In New Zealand.
Better.
Back in New Zealand, where Brett and I invented hip-hop.
where we invented rap.
Oh, I see. This was a bit. Not a truth. Guys.
They
yeah,
call me
up?
The hip-hop-opotamus. My
God,
lyrics
no,
are bottomless.
No, stop. Focus. Okay. Focus.
Focus.
Ford Focus. Is it green?
Dodge
very.
Dart.
Is it wide?
No.
Nah.
How does it handle driving through a mall being pursued by baddies?
In a Corvette.
Guys, I've got video game news.
Yo,
yes.
I have video game news.
I decided to check up on Cortex Command because it's been a while since I saw what's been going on with that.
And it's had some crazy like tweet updates going past.
Well, yeah, but aside from that, they also put out a new developmental build
Ooh.
27, which now has the fully featured campaign mode.
Yeah.
Like, you can play campaign against AI or other players now.
Oh.
And it's pretty nifty.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the win condition is, because I got to a point where the AI I was fighting didn't have any territories controlled, and I had all of them. And the game didn't end, so I don't know if, like, maybe it's not fully featured, but you can play against the AI. It still has the disclaimer at the front that says, hey, this doesn't really work.
Yeah.
But then I watched, like, the video patch preview of it, and there were, the guy was just like, oh, right, right, I haven't gotten rid of that yet. Don't worry, I'll be removing that for the build.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, and the other part of that is that they're saying that this is the last developmental build before the release.
Really?
Yeah, apparently version 1 is coming out this summer.
Oh, God.
So, Cortex Command.
That's sweet. Going to be great to get back into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider.
I'm not good at Cortex Command.
Few people are.
Yeah.
Because, well, my problem with it is all of the writing is very tiny.
Yeah.
And I need to sit very close to a television.
Except all the writing is just like, blunderbuss. Like, what do you need to read?
I can't read where it says blunderbuss.
When you're setting, like, the pathing mode or go to AI mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The less common used stuff.
I do know that it is easiest.
There is now a brain hunt AI mode.
That sounds
where they will hunt for brains.
Yeah.
I know that it's easiest to dig to your enemy's core with a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
You mean the
yeah, the whatever it is. Arbitrator or something.
Annihilator.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Arbolator.
The Arbiter.
The Alabaster.
I think that's changed maybe a build or two ago. Than the one that we were familiar with. From the build that we were familiar with. Like, I think that has to charge up now or some shit.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Also,
well, that weapon was kind of broken.
Yeah.
Can.
The fact that you can just deliver any weapon you want at any time is kind of broken.
Well, they're also. I don't know if it's. Like, in the campaign mode, you are limited to, like, a specific faction and their technology.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's finally in there.
What would kind of make sense is if you wanted to do it something like, over the course of a campaign, you discover different factions, and then, like, as you defeat them or make friends with them, then you get access to their weapons.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty sweet.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how you would bring that
into
a multiplayer
game. You can get access
game.
To them by picking them up from dead people.
But I mean, like,
and then you have them
access to buying them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can still just drop rockets full of crabs on people. So
yeah,
I mean,
or
so it's still
could,
a good game.
You could just drop rockets on people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, every delivery is also an attack.
Yeah,
if you're playing it correctly.
Well, but then you don't get the money back on the rocket.
No,
listen,
but you did hit a bitch with a rocket.
The best offense is a good offense.
Yep.
Oh.
So I learned that from playing Madden.
So I got some news.
Oh, dude, hit me.
I guess, what do you want to hear about? Because I got a little bit of news for pretty much everything on my list.
And now the news.
You mean like hype news?
Yeah, I got some hype
news.
I've got hype news. I've got hype news that's kind of stale because it should have been...
Like last week.
Last week, but we forgot to do it. But
that's cool.
You go first.
All right. So this is kind of like anti-hype news. Sadly.
Oh, I've got some of that too. Awesome.
Anti-hype.
Yeah, anti-hype news for Fighting is Magic. Apparently, like...
They got sued!
No! Not... they apparently had a working build with four of the fighters, like, completely done.
Yeah.
And they released it to QA testers, and one of the QA testers leaked the source code.
Oh.
So now some of the code is out there, and basically what they've done is they just shut down the QA testing, like, shut down... Even said, like, on their blog, like, we're not going to do as many, like, public updates about what we're doing. We're still working on it, but we're just going to do this in, like, total radio silence now.
That
Jesus.
Is so anti-hype.
Yeah.
That's really shitty.
Yeah.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, it was like a group of QA testers and one guy did it. And they probably know who did it. And they also said, like, we are going to have to do QA testing in the future, but next time it's just going to be hand-picked. There's not going to be, like, an application.
Wow.
Would you stop making the cat hit my microphone? For real.
Sorry.
Cat,
I'm
cat,
trying to get
cat,
the cat,
cat
off
cat,
the table.
Cat.
Studio cat, ever a thorn in our side.
Yep.
Studio
cat. But yeah, so that happened. But, you know, they got like 4 of 6 characters done, like main characters. So
cool.
And I think when they get the 6 characters, that's going to be like when they're ready to do their version 1.
Cool.
And they're still saying that, like, you know, we still want to do this. We're still, like, excited to work on this. It's just we're going to do it quietly now because y'all are assholes.
Yeah, it's good that didn't break their spirit or anything.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, like, it's almost kind of weird because of things like Cortex Command and even Minecraft, where they're like, you know, here's what we have so far. Feel free to play it. Like, they're not... Jesus Christ, cat. They're not, like... It's weird that they're kind of just like, oh, some of it's out there now. We can't allow this. Like, I don't know, like, that seems to be, like, a thought process. Especially because, you know, they're doing it, it's going to be a freeware game. Like,
Well, is it going to be an open source game, though?
It's not going to be open source. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, like...
Well, it is now.
Well, no, like, that's, like, if the source was released, it was probably so people could play it. Or, I imagine, I don't know, like, why else somebody would do that. It's, that's, the kind of people who do that, that's generally the mindset that they take.
Or they just want to be a dick.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, I feel like there's some weird, like, some attitude they're taking that isn't quite right, because they're just like, we just want to make sure nobody sees it. Although they did say that, like, because they put so much effort into the planning of this, they want to make sure that when it's released, it wants to be, like, the best possible product they can release. So they don't want, like, even buggy versions out there. They just
Isn't that, like, normal, though? People want to put out the best stuff that they can, unless you're making Madden.
Well, the thing is, it just kind of seems weird, especially with what Nick brought up about comparing it to, like, other sort of indie development things where they are putting out, like, early experimental developmental builds.
That's true.
It's their prerogative if they don't want to.
Yeah, I don't think, like, they're, you know, it's certainly not, you know, the product is under their control, and obviously if they don't want incomplete versions of it out, that is their prerogative.
Yeah. It's just kind of strange to me that they would be, like, I don't, like it's no fault to be protective, but it's just, like, they sort of reacted very violently and powerfully to that. Not even just be like, well, that's out there now, well, guess what, everything that you see is going to be fixed later on when we get
well,
to
the no, I mean, like, if they shut down the product, you know, the project and said, fuck you guys, you're not getting it then if you just want to steal it. Like, I think that would be an overreaction, but
I mean, like even the thing that they said was just that, you know, we're going to be doing less public, like, news updates, like, less, like, blog updates about how progress is going. That I think that was more what sort of set me off onto what is it that they're trying to hide or protect in that sense.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
So that's that. What do you got?
I've got anti-hype news, too.
Oh, yeah?
This is about Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition.
Yeah.
Coming out this month, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Right.
There was a, I don't know if it was a leak or, like, an official release of some sort. I'm guessing it was a leak because there are scans of the manual from the PC version out, as well as some stuff from, like, the title screen, which suggests, like, rebindable keys, which is good.
Yep.
And, like, specific PC graphics control stuff, which is good.
Yep.
And an FPS feature? Like, I don't even know, like, how to... A feature in the game that will disconnect you from the game and kick you back to the title screen if your FPS stays below 15 for too long.
I thought you were saying that that was only in the online. Is that just
anywhere? Well, the game is online all the time.
Yes, that's true, yeah. Oh, jeez.
Is the thing.
Yeah. There's got to be, like, some way to, like, just, like, not let it talk to the server, and then you can play in a...
Well, yeah, like, I know on, like, on the 360, like, it doesn't just keep you from playing if you can't sign into live or whatever. Like, you can play that without a gold account. Yeah.
That would be super dick.
There have been mistakes made in similar games.
Yeah. I can see why, like, I can see why they might want to implement a feature like that, because the netcode is kind of notoriously bad at times. Like, I've experienced it firsthand, where I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do, like, some PvP stuff. Oh, no, there's a dude. I'm cartwheeling away from him. And then suddenly he's behind me from halfway across the world, and he's putting his axe in my butt. So I guess, like, just removing players whose computers can't keep up with the pace of the game.
Yeah.
Like, to improve the experience for people who are playing it, like, within the recommended requirements and whatnot is cool.
Yeah, no, there definitely is something there. Like, if anything, that's sort of like a local-side hardware lag prevention system.
Yeah. But it just seems really heavy-handed and gross.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, that game specifically has a lot of areas to it that are... what's the word I'm looking for? Like famous but bad.
System-intensive areas.
Yeah.
Notably system-intensive.
just like
infamous.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh yeah,
like famous but bad.
Yeah,
infamous.
Yeah,
infamous.
Like you go to New Londo or Blighttown, and you're like on the 360 anyway. You just lose like 10, 15, 20 frames. Like that
ooh,
just happens.
Boy.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So I don't know. I'll have to see how that shakes down. I mean, I don't think I'm going to rebuy it on the PC anyway, so, like, I don't know.
But still.
But, I mean, that's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could be curious, because, I mean, if there are also just, like, system options for how things look,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It may just be, like, turn your options down, and that's not a problem at all. So.
But also temper that with the previous news where they were saying that they're not doing any, like, specific engine optimization for the PC or anything.
Yeah, that's also true.
That.
I mean.
Could go well.
Like.
It could. I hope it does.
From software.
It also could not.
We'll see how it shakes out. Maybe it's a non-issue.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it's probably an issue.
Yep. Place your bets.
It's. Like, not... Yeah. I don't think this is going to shake out well. Yeah. Just all over the place.
Yeah.
What were they
well,
just
keep
saying?
In mind that we're also, like... I'm just thinking of, like... I mean, I don't think the average, like, PC... I'm not, like, a hardware expert, but, like, we're at the end of the console cycle. Like, the tech in a 360 is 7 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, PCs
that's
have come
true.
Away compared to that. Is one thing to consider.
Yeah.
So that's my anti-hype news. Jesse, you got any hype news?
No, I don't.
You
oh,
gotta
man.
Set up a roster.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I just want to point out, where I found this news about the Fighting is Magic
yep.
was from our friends over at TheVerge/gaming.
Oh, yeah? How
yeah.
are they doing over there?
I guess they're doing all right. But can I just say that this is like one in a series of just... Like, people just crimping our style this
Jacking
week.
Jacking our swag?
Yeah. Because, you know, Verge is talking about Fighting is Magic. Or, I guess, Polygon.
Yeah, yeah. Polygon.
Polygon is talking about Fighting is Magic.
Well, I mean, we don't hold a monopoly on things.
No, but we got there first, I wanted to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that's true.
talking about, like, Death Rally and iOS. And then over on the Besties, they talked about 1
yeah,
million and...
10 million.
Or 10 million. And wasn't there something else that they said on that episode that we talked about? Like, that same episode?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. But then...
I think it was just 10 million.
Like, Giant Bomb just did coverage of Death Rally. But to be fair, that's because now Death Rally, the new remake, is getting a PC release. Mm. Which is going to be like $10 on Steam, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So that's interesting. But it also looks like there are a bit of upgrades to it from the iOS version, but doesn't look different enough to me.
Okay.
And now Rise of the Triad's coming out.
I don't think that has anything to do with people jacking our swag, but there's
yeah.
a Rise of the Triad
did
game
you,
coming
did
out,
you
apparently.
Walk up to that news and plant a flag in it?
Yeah.
That said, for Studios and Country? For Queen and Studios?
Yeah. For Pens and Pencils,
like,
yeah.
I think there are a few people around
easy.
Today who, like, will know and recognize Rise of the Triad and be excited about that,
yeah.
and a couple of them are over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, I think it was last
it's
week.
It's the two of you.
It's like the last week's Giant Bomb podcast. They were just talking about how there's, like, a resurgence of, like, or no, it was in the Death Rally quick look when they were saying, like, if you want to go back to that era of, like, Death Rally and, like, Blake Stone and Duke Nukem 3D and Rise of the Triad and keep making remakes of those shareware games, all for it. And now there's this news that they're remaking Rise of the Triad.
Wait. Is this Rise of the Triad?
And Jazz Jackrabbit and Jill of the Jungle. When Jill of the Jungle
Jill
comes out...
Jill of the Jungle.
Oh, I would be happy about that.
I will fly to California and high-five Jeff Gerstmann.
And then offer him a knife or a bat.
Yeah.
Does Rise of the Triad have anything to do with Triad?
Nope. No.
What's Triad?
Like I
don't
the know.
Chinese?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. My brother had a game called Triad. You did Kung Fu.
That sounds cool.
It was incredibly difficult.
That sounds legit.
You lose a lot.
Rise of the Triad was like weird World War II or something. Like, I don't really remember the setting too much.
It was World War II. It was the five members of the Special Ops Squad. And you
return
go
to Castle Wolfenstein?
You go to, like, an island where I think it was like a branch of something was forming a cult and trying to, like, resurrect demons.
Return to Castle
to
Wolfenstein.
To be evil or something?
And then you get the Excalibat and, like, mushroom power-ups.
Shroom mode
and firewall.
God mode and dog mode. So, did you watch
dog
that trailer
mode,
yet?
Yeah.
The firewall
the
is in there.
The fucking firewall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I always like drunk missiles, though, just
because
they're crazy.
Drunk missiles are great. And then just the last second, they're like, oh, yeah, Excalibat. We're going there.
I didn't catch that.
It's like the five last frames. Yeah. He swings it up and does the flip around, catches the end of it, and then just slams a guy in the face with it.
Oh, I'll have to rewatch it.
It's the very, very last second.
How likely do you think a return of Pushwall escaping will be?
I hope that there's like a Pushwall obstacle course. I hope they can figure out how to come up with a level where like Pushwalls are overcoming numerous obstacles before finally escaping.
Oh man,
the trials of Pushwall.
Oh dude, I hope that there's Pushwalls in it.
Yeah,
like I'm reminded of a while back when I just went and replayed like Quake 1.
Yeah.
And just, like, seeing how things were shaken out in Quake 1. And I was just like, I mean, I played the shit out of Quake 2, because, like, AQ2 and stuff. And I played Doom 2, because Doom 2.
Yeah.
But I realized that, like, I never really sat down and played through Quake, largely because, you know, I was bad at video games. And it was just interesting to see, like, you know.
Like, where things were and where
we're
from.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, like, in that trailer, when they're doing just sort of, like sweeps of the areas with the camera, like there's floating power-ups on the ground.
Yeah, dude, chasing those coins,
those triads. Yeah,
yeah. Hopefully we get like asbestos armor, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
it's itchy.
I kind of hope they even do like the dumb weapon thing where you get a pistol, two pistols, MP40, and the one special weapon.
Yeah,
and then you know what? That'll be cool.
What? That was an MP40.
Yeah.
It was holding it sideways.
No.
It's got the magazine out the side.
Yeah, it's got the magazine out the side.
I thought the MP40 came out the bottom.
Maybe
it's
like
a Sten gun? Is
it
Sten?
It's the German submachine gun from World War II.
The one with the
MP40.
The thing out the side. Maybe he was holding it like reverse gangster style, so he was holding it out.
No, it's the SMG from the German SMG from World War II with the magazine out the side.
What?
Yeah.
There's the Russian
one with the pan on top.
Is your character...
And there's, like, the British one that's stamped out of tin cans.
Is your character gay? Is it just like, hey, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga?
Are you suggesting some kind of, like...
You know, if they bring back, like, the character select, I would not be surprised if that's the sort of thing they did.
And what if it's like just a really macho like village people handlebar mustache dude?
Oh, that would be another one.
And then he would just be like, "Hey girl, hey."
Because the village
people.
Yeah. What if it was just like the village people were like the new
five dudes?
But like it's the actual village people. Like they are an undercover group of like cult defeating. Super soldiers, but that is their cover.
Fund it.
It's like the worst cover.
That would be the best cover.
Okay, here's your cover. Really flamboyant camp gay stereotypes.
You'll blend right in.
You feel it?
I mean,
shit.
And then the
trailer video would just be them going around shooting stuff, and it'd be like, macho, macho man, ba-dug-a-dug-a-dug.
Yeah.
No, there are a lot of one-liners in that trailer.
Yeah.
It was, like, constantly one-lining.
And just, like, every single cut where they made sure to show you that things that you remember were still in there, like, the weird, like, elevator discs that were all around and jump pads and... So, like, they're really going out of the way to just be like, no, this is very much Rise of the Triad still.
When did
like,
that game come out? When was that?
I don't know. A long time ago.
19 diggity?
I can look that up if
you
want to keep talking.
I mean, 1990 diggity?
Yeah.
So when are we going to get a new Commander Keen?
Oh, there was one on the Game Boy Advance.
Was there?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Did you collect candy bars?
Maybe.
Did you zap a slug?
I think you actually have to fight like rabbits at one point.
Did you? Was it like? Do you remember the weird dream one where like you threw beans at beans?
Yeah, Keen Dreams. It's because
that game was whack.
He didn't want to eat his vegetables one night, and then he had a nightmare about them. And the boss was a king potato. Yo, dog, F10G.
That was the wackest game.
F10G.
Really?
Also, that was I'm pretty sure that one's like a non-canon one because it was a different developer.
I'm going to guess that the one where you throw beans at beans is a non-canon one.
I'm pretty sure the wackest game is Superman 64.
Nope.
Originally released, this is as I try it now, December 21st, 1994.
94, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad.
Like this is a weird piece of weird artifact. It's a feature list from Rise of the Triad. Can I just read this out?
Yeah, go for it. Tell us about the features of Rise of the Triad.
Super huge levels, up to 1 million square feet and up to 16 stories high.
A million square feet.
A million.
10 unique, real, digitized enemies. Actual Apogee employees. 13 hardcore weapons, including magical weapons.
Yeah.
Nearly every object can be destroyed. Even mark walls with bullet holes.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Modem and network playable. Up to 11 players via an IPX-compatible network.
11? Holy moly.
Adjustable violence gore levels from none for children to excessive. I don't know why excessive is in quotes, but it is.
11 players?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
20 megabytes of explosive graphics, animations, music, and digitized sounds.
20 megabytes. All right.
Play 1 of 5 players, each with unique attributes and abilities.
That's true.
In modem or network play, each player can select what they want to look like. Look both up and down, up to 45 degrees, to see what is above and below.
Look both up.
Monumental at the time.
And down.
No, you have to remember, Rise of the Triad was right between Wolf and Doom.
Yup.
Or Doom 2, I think.
Looking both up
and down.
Did you have feet yet?
There are 4 multi-stage bosses. Not. 15 incredible game hazards like spin blades, gun bunkers, huge boulders, fire jet pits, fire chutes, lava walls, gas grates,
and more.
That's like 10 out of 15 right there.
Special effects galore. Fog, lightning with properly delayed thunder, parallaxing skies, real lights that illuminate walls. You can shoot the lights and the room gets darker.
Wow.
Ricocheting bullets, wind sounds, and more.
20 whole megabytes of it.
Jump pads will spring you up into the air to jump over obstacles, walls, other players, great in multiplayer games, and even to reach new weapons.
Sounds like they're ripping off man cannons.
20 megabytes is 2.5 floppy disks.
And a 32-page full-color game manual.
God damn it!
Can we go back to having cool game manuals?
Yeah, can we go back to having cool game manuals?
There's a separate list of multiplayer features. Would you like to hear these?
Oh, God, how long is it?
It's like 6.
Lay it on us.
Network games for up to 11 players?
Yeah.
11 uniform colors, too. 9 unique combat games, COMM-BAT, combat, such as Eluder, Capture the Triad, and Hunter. Remote Ridicule allows players to send digitized voice messages to other players. An industry first!
Like the VGS thing, right?
I guess. With a microphone, a player can even speak directly to the other players in network games. Great for team play or taunting others.
I hear player 4 sucks dog's toes.
This is the dawn of stupid trash talking in Call of Duty.
Yo, it can support a Sound Blaster All-32.
Oh, God.
What does that even mean?
Back in the day,
a Tandy sound source.
There were all sorts of weird competing sound cards. And also you installed a video card on your video card to play Quake 2.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm talking about aftermarket 3D accelerators here.
Yeah.
I
remember those.
Is that like a bolt-on turbo for your graphics card?
Yeah, basically.
Word.
So that's... What are you... Space Mouse!
It's basically what the company who made the Spaceball is doing today.
It's they got are, a wheel on it. What they the fuck are, is that?
They are 3D navigation inputs.
Get out!
What?
Yeah, like this is just what they do. 3D mice around the world.
Shut up!
What? For, in case you're Mission Impossible?
Yes.
What? For playing Descent, obviously.
Oh, dude.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, but it was a great game.
Okay, no, this is the space ball. It's just a track thing with a ball on top.
Oh, God, wait, that's awesome.
It? It's basically like a mouse, but it gives you 3D input.
Cool.
Oh, that's... It's the Spaceball 5000. You know, it's hard to find the Spaceball mouse when the Spaceball movie exists.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What else?
Also,
we got to
My
talk
Blue
about?
Heaven.
Jesus, cat!
I've got a bit
right in her face.
No, that's mean.
She keeps doing that, and she should stop.
You gotta get a naughty can. Except that wouldn't be very good for the recording. You just get like a can and fill it with like coins and marbles, and you shake it at animals.
Jesse,
freaks them out.
Yes,
Jesse, just. Talk about something for about 10 minutes, and then we can call this done.
10?
No, I've got hype news. I've got
He's
a
got
of
hype news.
News. Just talk about your hype news. It's the stale one from last week I told you about. Like
I thought you just
already.
Said that.
No, that was new. Dive Kick news. It's news about Dive Kick.
Okay.
First of all, they met their Kickstarter goal. They got, like, their 30K, so game coming.
Good.
Like, last I checked, it was, like, 3 days before the deadline, and they already had, like, 33,000. Which is more than they wanted.
Good.
So, good on them. And because they reached their goal early, they're putting a new character in the game.
Woo!
And...
Uncle Yo, right?
They're close.
And their lead developer can afford to buy a used Honda. Hey!
No, because they're spending it on the game instead. Uncle
Which
Sensei.
Is a better choice than a used Honda.
Like, famed Dive Kick expert... Not the owner, but the inhabitant of an abandoned dojo in West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Wears slippers on his hands when relaxing. Wears boots on his hands when dive kicking.
What?
Look forward to Uncle Sensei upcoming in Dive Kick. Playable only at Ultimate Fighting Whatever Whatever.
Okay. So, Dive Kick is a game with two buttons, dive and kick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a lot like... Baby Maker Extreme?
No, it's actually a decent competitive fighting game, oddly enough.
I kinda,
like Baby Maker Extreme.
Nope. I kinda That's wish... just kind of a shitty Nanaka Crash.
I kind of wish that had been the sort of design philosophy behind Action Fist. You have an action button and a fist button.
Or we'll call those guys up and see if we can get the rights for Action Fist 2.
Right,
or just put out Action Fist 2 on the iOS.
Or
an Angry Birds clone.
Or Contra. Two buttons. Running and gunning.
Run and jump and shoot, man.
Shrucking and fucking.
So, playing Mega Man.
Yeah.
Mega Man Zero.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Those games, like...
Those are hard.
Yeah, like, they have a warm place in my heart, but I don't think they were good until 3.
Yeah.
And then 3 was, like, they intended to end it at 3, and then people were like, no, we want another one! And then they made 4, which was slightly better than 3, I think. Also had a knuckle instead of a rod this time.
Oh, man.
They were like, you know what, fuck this boomerang, fuck trying to make up a new rod every time. We'll just give you a knuckle, rip guns off of dudes.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
But we're going to try to do a thing with that?
Yeah, we should.
We'll see if we can do a thing with that.
Start from the beginning?
Well, I actually beat 1. When I was playing it, and then I stopped on 2. So maybe we can just skip 2 and do 1 and 3. Maybe we'll just do 3. Who cares?
Yeah, maybe we'll just do 3.
Yeah. So talking about Rise of the Triad.
Yeah.
I'll have to decide, but I think for next week, Rise of the Triad is going to swap out with something on my.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
Because you gotta. But yeah, Jesse, talk about something.
I've been playing Tokyo Extreme Racer a lot.
Okay, hey. Tell us about Tokyo Extreme Racer, because I like that game a lot.
Do you really?
Even though it's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
I like its atmosphere. I like its
I love its naming atmosphere.
Convention.
Yeah, okay. So.
Like, it seems very much like there is a thing that exists in the Japanese gaming industry that's
that does
just
not
kind
love
of
offense.
Like... Something there is in the Japanese gaming industry that loves not offense. No, of like budget box games, it's just like $20 or $30 games that aren't like huge blockbusters. It's just kind of like, this is a Mahjong game with a pretty girl in it.
Yep.
Give us $20. Just
don't die dateless, dummy.
Dude, Twinkle Master Jewelry. Jewelry Twinkle Master.
Yeah.
Whatever that game was. That game was really good.
You know, here's a puzzle game. It's not, it doesn't look very good, but it's a functional puzzle game.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like that, because it is kind of bare bones and quirky.
Yeah, it, well, the deal
but
is...
But I really like it.
It was done by this company called Genkai Racing Project, a division of Genkai.
And I don't know what that is.
Me either.
That's that streaming service, right?
I don't know.
Hawken's going to be on it.
Hype
news. Hawken continues to put out videos all the time.
In the original Good. Tokyo Extreme Racer, it was basically a bunch of guys who got together and really liked Initial D.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an extremely obvious, like, fan game of Initial D, because the final boss in the first Tokyo Extreme Racer was actually Takumi Fujiwara.
Yeah. And then in Extreme 3, which is the one you were playing, the first team you fight, all drive 8-6s?
Yes. That's when you... There are three cities in Tokyo Extreme Racer 3, and they expect you to start in Tokyo, and the first guy that you always come across is a rolling guy, and they all drive the Hachiroku.
The Bakuhatsu Bakubaku.
Actually, there's a special bad name that you can... They call them bad names because they are indeed bad.
Like, what?
Like malevolent?
Wait.
No, they're just terrible.
They call the
names call them
bad
names. Yeah, but it's an acronym, and I have no idea what it could possibly stand for.
Oh, Christ.
And
like, just for guidance, the one that you were playing under before was Sticky Scary Person?
Yes.
Which was randomly generated for you?
They're generated based on, I guess, the way you drive, your combo, like how many opponents you defeat before going back to your garage, or I really don't know.
So you were sticky and scary.
Sticky, scary person. I've had lazily vagabond, which is really good. I've had Forever Destroyer and Swift Terrible Microbe. Those are some good ones.
Those are all amazing.
Iron Wind. But the Studio Cat is about to get... I don't even know. But they're special, you know, names that you can get if you do, say, you take one of the ones you can get, you can become Rolling Guy Number Zero. Because they're all rolling guy number whatever, and if you take a Hachiroku and put a rolling guy sticker on it, you become rolling guy number zero.
Huh. Whoa. Poser.
And if you do, there's a group called Tribute J, and if you take their car, which is an R32 Skyline, and you put their sticker on it, you become the J. And fake Emperor? That one's real. Well, there's one guy called Jintei, and if you defeat him, you take his sticker and you put it on an R34 Skyline, which is his car, and it's called the Emperor. You become the fake Emperor.
That sounds legit.
And there's just like this whole weird kind of like super cool mythos that they build around like the bosses and like the teams in the game.
I mean, it sounds like something that you might
drive around Tokyo until you can challenge the three Tokyo Bonchos, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it sounds like something that you might get if you also played like a Yakuza game.
Yeah, it's... Well, yeah.
Well, you don't punch any tigers.
You don't... Well...
But you do become the fake emperor.
Yeah, you do.
So...
You do.
You do become...
Well, you can become the real emperor.
Oh, man. Wait, how do you do that?
I believe you get the Jintei car, the actual one, and then you put the Jintei sticker on it?
But that's the thing.
No, you got this car.
It's all right. It's a guidance, folks. Live guidance. I've gotten. Oh,
that was a vocal effect that I did. That's a character I'm working on. Don't belittle me. I'm a professional.
Can I belittle your people then?
Yeah. Okay.
If not you specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What people are you of?
It's a cool game. you should buy it. I got my second copy for $2.50.
Oh, man. Wait, what happened to your first copy?
It got scratched, I think.
Oh, can I have it?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Maybe I can fix it.
Maybe.
And then I'll fix Tony Hawk.
And then you can play it, and it's cool.
Yeah, whatever happened to Tony Hawk? You ever get that to play?
No, I started playing Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, okay.
Tony Hawk.
And then I started playing Zone of the Enders, and I started playing the one that I was playing when you guys showed up.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah, that's the one.
All of these are righteous endeavors.
Yep. We can be done.
Okay.
It's a showtime.
That's enough.
This has been an Aliku Studios podcast. Podcast at AlikuStudios.podcast.
Try again.
No, that was what I wanted to say.
Oh.
Thank you, Studio Cat.
Fight me!
Dangerous lumber.